Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 42, Chasing Ghosts. Part 1 of 3.
Got it.
Anything?
How long should it take? Wait, we got something. Yeah, we got...
Might be enough for a cup of coffee.
Damn it!
You want me to shut it off? Try again?
I want to scrap the whole damn thing.
Do we have time for that?
Of course not.
How hard should this be? It's a windmill. They have these things everywhere.
I'm doing the best I can. I've never done anything like this before.
Well, you've done so well with everything else.
Well, we didn't drill the hole or put the pipe in. That's most of the problem. I'm trying to work what was already in place with this piece of shit.
Hey. Easy, man. Just take a deep breath. All right, let's think this one through. I mean, break it down. What's not working out of all this?
I guess the pipe going down. It's too big in diameter.
Okay, so how can we fix that?
Simplest way? More electricity. Use the generator to power the big pumps.
Well, that defeats the whole purpose.
Or what else?
Or...
I'll leave you to it. I have no clue about any of this. Hey, Max, you need to switch out on the turret?
No, I'm good.
Well, I need a break. I'm gonna go get some water.
Hey, I got a cup right here for you, straight from the tap.
Haha.
So this is the diagram right here, right?
Yes.
All right, well... I don't think this is right.
Oh, really? What gave that away?
It just looked like there's too much. I mean, a windmill should be pretty simple. I mean, pumping thing up there goes up and down and pulls the water up here, right? I mean, There's a whole nother line here and here and some electrical pump here. Why?
Glenn and I wanted to make one that worked wind or not.
All right, look. Shouldn't the mill be enough? I mean, keep it simple. I mean, if my cousins could get one going in Tijuana, you should be able to. Looks like you got all the parts, right?
Yeah. Maybe. Well, you know, we have some parts over here.
Tijuana windmill. I think that was a boxer. Or was that tornado? Yeah, I don't remember.
I think I might have a way. If I run a new drop pipe down, a smaller one, inside the old one...
If you think that'll do it.
We might have enough here to work, too. I think I got this.
Well, you keep at it and I'm gonna get something to drink, too.
You got it moving faster now.
I guess I gave him an idea.
Good job. Here. Want some?
Yeah.
You think he's gonna finish in time?
I don't know. I mean, look, hate to say it, but I don't think he knows what he's doing on this one. I mean, but look at that air gun thing over there. How the hell could he get that working but not a windmill?
You can't expect the guy to know everything. And there's a lot more pressure to get this mill done.
Hey, Datu.
Yeah?
I think your air tanks are done filling on this thing.
Okay. Go ahead and disconnect them and shut it off.
Is it loaded?
Datu, is it loaded?
No. But you can refuel it if you want. There's ball bearings in my bag. Just check the front pocket, yeah. Just load the tray on the side.
Wow, this is cool. You want to try it?
No way, man. That thing scares me.
Ah, shit. Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
We're on our way back, Dad. Found a big bowl of nothing at Inky Bill's residence.
So nothing? No leads?
Yeah, nah, that place looked like it was deserted way before any of this happened. Probably closed it up after he got caught.
Alright, well, how long till you get back?
Is that them?
Should be there really soon.
Way to keep in contact.
Hey, what can I say? We got a little preoccupied.
We're back!
Can I get a hand over here?
Anyone want to go?
Yeah, I can.
Coming. I'm just gonna wait right here.
Like I was saying, came up empty-handed. Nothing there. Nice house, but that's about it. Can't say we didn't pocket anything valuable in a box in the back, but nothing to go off of.
Damn.
What are you checking?
Just a few notes I had.
Courthouse, home, arena, Kane Hospital. You already take those places out?
Multiple times.
So he's going someplace new and we got no idea where.
LA's a big place to just go poking around.
Kelly said something about the jail. Oh, they kept Roberts there during the trial. Think they have anything?
I thought he was at the mental hospital, at Kane, or whatever.
No, he was transferred from there, I think. He wasn't at the hospital for long.
But would the jail have any more info than the courthouse?
I don't know, it's something.
We got the gun truck for a little while longer, and it's only noon. The guys and I can run by there if you want.
I don't know. That place is gonna be tight. 50 cal in the truck isn't gonna give you much cover.
Yeah, we don't have to go in deep, you know, just the entrances or offices. Look for files and stuff. Might give us a chance to pick up some more ammo or guns, you know. I'm sure they had that stuff there.
That seems risky for what little you could find.
Don't know till you go. And hey, if you think it's too tight, we can always take this with us.
Hey, whoa! Watch where you point that.
Oh, this is the front, huh?
You trust him more than me.
Shut your pie hole, all right? No one was gonna get hurt.
Well, thought a soldier'd know which end goes pow.
I can figure it out, all right? Why don't you just go back to your little chickens and let the men here do all the work, all right?
Puck.
Keep barking, little chihuahua.
Hey, you watch out. I got a mean bite.
Hey, stop it. Both of you. I don't need to deal with this petty bullshit right now.
He started it.
Well, I'm ending it. Let it go.
Hey, no skin off my back, all right? He's staying here, right?
I didn't say you were going anywhere either.
That's fine. I'm just gonna go ask Datu how this thing works. It's badass whether we use it or not.
Don't let him get to you. They do this all day long to each other. Think of it as him letting you in.
Yay, I feel so welcome. Then what now? Are they staying here?
I don't know. It might not hurt for them to at least assess the jail. It's the last lead we might have going right now.
And CJ might need the other gun truck back tomorrow.
I'm worried about the weather, too.
Well, it looks like there's some time still before it rains again. Go while the going's good?
Yeah. Maybe. Wait a minute. You just trying to get rid of him?
Yeah.
You can load the ball bearings in here. You can fire almost anything that'll fit in these chambers. But you'll need a sabot, if it's a weird shape.
A what?
Sabot. To fill in the gaps. Down the barrel. To give it more pressure.
Oh, I gotcha. But that's not a lot of chambers. How many shots you get with this thing?
7. That's all I was able to configure so far. But wait! You're gonna use it?
Maybe. But I kinda wanna test it first.
Sure! But you'll need to recharge it. That'll take some time.
All right, well, maybe one shot.
Where did you want these other pipes?
Just over there. I'll feed them down the hole once I seal the joints.
You okay using that?
Why, we going?
Thinking about it.
Either way, just trying to get a feel for this thing. Hey, Datu, you using those wood boards over there?
No. But maybe get a little closer. Range is like 10, 15 feet at most?
Yeah, I hear ya.
Is he gonna fire that thing?
Just watch.
I want to see this.
Gotta think about moving your sights on this thing. Not in the best spot.
It's just a prototype.
Whoa!
Jesus!
Wow.
Can I get one?
Fuck the well. Have them make more of these things.
This first. Priorities.
Here, I'm putting it down. No one touch it. I gotta check where I hit. Little heavy, but not bad. A couple more pounds in the saw.
Oh, Carl? Can you go hook it back up to the generator and the compressor over there? The connector's in the back of the last tank.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, pretty sweet.
Holy shit, it went through like several of the blocks behind it, too.
Cool, huh?
Hey, 50 cal's still stronger, but shit, I like it.
Okay, I'm sold.
This, along with our other rifles? Yeah, shouldn't be a worry.
Yeah, those skinny ones, there shouldn't be many left. I mean, what's the highest number we found? 12? And at least, like, 8 are dead.
Well, there could be more than that. It's hard to run out of numbers.
Hey, we got this.
But the water pump. If Datu needs us, isn't that a priority?
I'm okay. I can handle this on my own. Don't let me hold them up.
Robbins, you mind carrying the Madigan thing?
Oh, can't handle it, huh? Let me see this thing.
Just don't disconnect it.
Oh, it's nothing.
There's a fat joke in there somewhere, but it's too easy.
Like your mom.
Oh, there you go.
Thin ice, hombre. Thin ice.
You going or what?
Vic here coming?
Me?
I need at least one other here.
All right, just checking. Let's get moving.
Take your time, all right? No risks.
Done and done.
Is this full enough? Can I take it off?
Is the gauge in the green?
Mostly.
Then yes. Go ahead.
Here, we load it back here, put another shot in, and then when
you do Vic, you mind helping me with this?
Come. Unless, Max, you need a break?
Nope, still good. Kinda like it up here.
Alright, I'll see you in a bit.
We'll be back very soon.
See ya.
Later.
Michael, I may need your help with this.
Coming. Now what? You forget something?
No, I didn't page you.
I did. You able to talk?
Oh, yeah. What's going on?
Someone needs to ask you something.
We'll be at the safe house in a few minutes. I'll call once we're there.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Let's just make this quick, all right? I want to get Datu back at the well ASAP. Got it?
They've been wandering around out there for God knows how long. Did you see their Jeep?
About as filthy as they are.
What did Michael say?
He's getting to a conference line back at the safe house, using it as an excuse to take a lunch break.
Once he dials in, I'll patch in CJ, too.
They're still in the shower? Been in there a long damn time, using up all our water buckets?
No, they're out now. Riley's getting some clean clothes on, and I think Bert's cutting his hair.
So they just showed up out of the blue? For what?
Well, Bert came back asking about CJ's notes. She had a bunch of info on the Maulers in the safe. He was asking for it, but I didn't know if I could give it.
So Michael and CJ are going to weigh in?
That was a good call. I know they're our friends, but they've been gone for a long time without so much as a word back to us.
That's all they said?
And that they wanted to clean up first.
Honestly, I wouldn't want to have a long conversation without Bert rinsing off first. He reeked!
So they're just here because they want something from us. Did they explain what they've been doing?
Not really.
Nothing like a good shit shower and a shave. Well, okay, more of a trim, but I'm not ditching the beard. Do you think I should?
Where you been, man?
What? Not a hello or nothing? Hey, Lizzie. Dang, girl. You're just about to pop.
You've had a radio this whole time. You could have said hello, but chose not to. We've had no idea what's been going on with you.
Well, I know you think the police radios are safe, but we've been burned before. I didn't want to risk it. And didn't Michael already tell you where we went and why? Game trail still. You know, looking for her or any of the Maulers.
This whole time?
Well, I didn't want to come back until it was done.
It's done.
You found
it.
We're done.
No. Hold on. No. I said I didn't want to come back. Not that I didn't have to come back.
Oh, hey, thanks again, Kelly. These seem to fit.
You didn't even say goodbye.
Yeah, well, it's kind of complicated. We wanted to...
But what?
All right, stay on the line. I'll dial in CJ.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. CJ, you in?
I think so. Say something else.
Hello there.
Yep, I hear you.
What I wanted was... Why don't you go first?
No, you.
Well, this line's secure, right?
The radios were too, but yes. I drove all the way to get a hard line. Now what is it?
Kelly said you wanted something.
Right to the point. Well, we
don't
need...
you even want to know where they've been?
Fuck it. I want to know. It's been 4 months, man. What the hell?
Oh, like I said, we were looking for her.
That's it? Just that?
Well, mostly. Michael said he'd let us go look. Right, Michael?
I'm just going to go ahead and let you talk.
You never called in. You just up and gone.
Well, sorry we didn't talk it out, but... Well, this is something we needed to do, and, well, still need to do. And it's taken some time.
Are you any closer? Is she still alive, even?
Well, yes and no. We're pretty sure she's alive, but we hit a bit of a dry spot.
How do you know?
Well, I got into a firefight with one of the prisoners, you know, near one of the old mall hangouts. And he shot back a few times, and he laid there shooting back, and he was calling out her name while he bled out. But we didn't see her.
That? That's what you got to go off of? That's it in 4 months?
Well, not just that. I mean, you asked how we knew she was alive.
The one you shot could have been delirious, saying whatever.
Well, I'm sorry, but they're covering their tracks wherever they go.
Sounds to me they scattered, like I said they would.
You're awfully quiet.
This is why we shouldn't have come back here.
Now, come on. We haven't even given them a chance to...
They don't care about what we're doing. I told you they wouldn't.
Whoa, hey. We are just talking here. There's a lot of blanks to fill in.
And you shouldn't have left like you did in the first place. There's no reason for it to have gone like that.
What was better if we did it this way and safer for you?
Bullshit. You both just wanted to run away.
And what if we did, huh? You ever stopped to think we didn't want to be here anymore?
Then why did you come back?
Well, like I said, we wanted to get some notes on the Maulers. Before we left, I heard about them, but I didn't think we'd need them. But now... Whatever you have, maybe there's more leads
Kelly,
to...
Yeah?
Print it off so they can get the fuck out.
Gladly.
Well, before you go, is there anything you can fill us in on? About the Maulers or those things?
If we're giving you this, it's a fair trade.
Not anything new on the Munchers. They've been scarce. There's barely a handful of run-ins. Well, as for the others, we found a few dead Maulers. They've been going from place to place, but only finding remnants of them being there, you know, old fires or trash... Nothing solid yet. I got a few notes in my bag if you want to make a copy. Top pocket.
Seriously? This is it?
And you don't even know if Scratch is still alive.
That's exactly what she would want us to think. She is not gone. She's just biding her time. We'll find her.
You have one page here. You don't even know if she's in the same state anymore. What have you achieved in the past 4 months?
Hey, it's damn hard to get along on our own out there.
Yeah, we know. What do you think we've been doing?
Wait, what we've been doing? I'm sorry, where do you think your gas or food's coming from? You all are doing the same thing, chasing ghosts.
What, are you gonna still let that little girl on a power trip push you around?
That girl has done a hell of a lot more
than
you two.
That's for sure.
It's not easy out there. Food's scarce. What do you expect?
We know who they really
care
about.
Just let them go.
You could have stayed here and done the same.
Not everyone enjoys watching you all lovey-dovey
all the time. I want to take a battle out there, away from everyone.
You never said anything to me. You didn't think about talking to me first?
I believe you would just take off like that.
CJ, the safe house you could have used.
Hold on.
Well, we didn't know who was the fool.
You actually stuck around.
Well, maybe we don't need a fool.
I don't want to see you. We need to find him.
Hold on, stop. Just shut up.
Help. Michael.
Oh, shit. Puck, what is it? What's wrong?
I need pickup. Hurry. Bring the doc.
Where is he?
At the jail.
We're on our way.
We don't have an escort here. No gun trucks.
A what?
We don't need one. Come on, let's go.
Oh, no.
It's Tanya. What about everyone else? I need to know what to bring.
It's just me. Where's everyone else? They're dead.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shirley Jordan, Constance Parn, Scott Marvin, Otto Sterk, Brett Newton, Graham Bechtol, Claire Doden, Tammy Klein, Jay Olegario, Blair Wayland, Sean Lewin, Christian Vieira, Tony Ray, and I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Composer Daniel Burkov Hopkins. Series artist Ben Hosack. Editors Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Zinterns Lauren Kroom, Ray Husky. Voice cutter Brent McLean. Print editor Elisa Elliott. Line producers Grayson Stone and Blair Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at WeareAlive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.